back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Big guy Brian is off for the week, so you're just stuck with me and Evan on the board. We're talking about some of the Wisconsin headlines going on after this long weekend. We've got Tim Michaels entering the gubernatorial primary, the Republican gubernatorial primary here in the state, as well as we've got some analysis coming out of several different outlets around the state in regards to the GOP drawn maps that were selected 10 days ago by the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And so getting back to a little piece that I was referencing earlier when Jason called in, we've got new Wisconsin legislative maps create more districts with double-digit partisan advantages. So this is going to be the other interesting area to watch. Now that the Republican maps have been selected, along with the fact that we've got a very competitive four-way race for the Republican nomination in the gubernatorial primary. And so this is analysis outside of just the fact that it's more than a stretch, or it's less than a stretch, I would say. You got some of these outlets, Wisconsin State Journal reporting, and the individual at the Marquette Law School saying that it's a stretch for Republicans to achieve a supermajority in 2022. But this is interesting. The state's new GOP-drawn legislative maps widen the partisan advantage in several districts, with 9 in the Assembly and 1 in the Senate seeing their partisan lean increase into double-digit margins, making them far less competitive and more easily won by extreme partisans. By moving district boundaries, Republicans were able to strengthen their margins in some districts by packing Democratic voters into other districts, including 2 in the Milwaukee suburbs that flipped blue in recent elections. J. Miles Coleman, an associate editor with the University of Virginia Center for Politics Sabato Crystal Ball, that's the name of the center, said the GOP-drawn maps appear to symbolize Republicans, quote, cutting their losses with regard to recent Democratic gains among suburban voters, primarily women in the WOW counties of Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington. That's right smack dab in the middle of the listen area for the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Smack dab in the middle. Quote, there's not a single seat in Waukesha County that went to, quote, President Joe Biden, Coleman said of the GOP-drawn maps. That's probably the Republicans saying, quote, this is our turf. That's the ramification of these GOP-drawn maps. They've redrawn all of the district lines in the area of Waukesha County that was starting to lean more Democratic. One of the biggest shifts in the state occurred in the 13th Assembly District, which moves from a near-even partisan split under previous maps to a 16-point GOP lean, according to an analysis of the maps by Marquette Law School that used the results of the 2016 and 2020 presidential elections and the 2018 gubernatorial election as baselines. So that seat, currently Rep. Sarah Rodriguez, Democrat of Brookfield, flipped the seat in 2020 after narrowly defeating then-incumbent Representative Rob Hutton, Republican of Brookfield. Hutton had held the seat since 2013. Rodriguez, friend of the show, State Representative Sarah Rodriguez, who is running for lieutenant governor, leaving the seat open this fall, said the map selected by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, quote, shield elected Republicans from public scrutiny for another decade. As an elected official in a swing district, I've enjoyed knowing that I would be held accountable by my constituents, Rodriguez said. I know that it made me a better representative. So one of the few representatives in a competitive seat in this last decade's worth of maps, stating how the competitiveness and the accountability of the district made her a better representative. But we have fewer of those seats now because you got 9 state assembly seats and 1 state senate seat that are moving to even further double-digit partisan divides. So that is the piece over at the Wisconsin State Journal about the ramifications of these maps as well. Now we're going to the lines. We got Jesse in Madison chiming in. Jesse, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, Luke, if you don't like the way government's running, you should really write a letter to your congressperson or representative and let them know. I'm kidding, man. Here, my point here is this. My point here is this, is that, you know, when gerrymandering doesn't just hurt the voter at the ballot box, it really reduces overall civic engagement for everybody. And that's my point. You know, it's a cliche is, well, write your congressperson. That's what they always used to say. But now, I mean, Mark Polcan represents me in Congress. Mm-hmm. And I know my assembly representative, Francesca Hong, they agree with me on 99% of the issues I support. And why would I waste my time to write them a letter? They're so safe in those safe seats. And if I disagreed with my rep and they were going to win by 10 or 15 points, again, it's not worth the time to engage with your representative, no matter who you are. This hurts everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely, it is a sign of less functioning democracy, Jesse. And it's shameful that that's what Republicans want. That is the result that we acted like it's a byproduct of this setup. The apathy that
it's
is created from, yeah, it is the design of the system. They want less competitive districts. They want to be able to choose who they are sending to these offices. They want to protect incumbents, and they want to be able to consolidate that for another decade. And it is disgusting. Yeah, and it's absolutely disgusting. And I appreciate the call, Jesse. And it's insane that that is the byproduct that they're going for. And then you hear critique after these maps come out that it's like, oh, well, Democrats do it too. And, well, they would do it. It all comes up to elections, so you just need to vote for better candidates, and then you can do it next time you win. But in Wisconsin, there is no sign, any indication that there is going to be in the foreseeable future, even as the analysis from Marquette Law School showed, Democrats need a 12.4% margin to be able to win a simple majority, 50 seats, compared to the 5.6 that Republicans need to get a supermajority. It's insane. Real quick, before the end of the show here, we got Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, just quickly, it's hard to run for office if you're 10 points down before you even get out of the gate. So it's a very difficult thing. Hard to get good people to run, but we're stuck with it for 10 more years. Thanks.
Absolutely, Wisco. It's insane to think that these last 10 years did not fly by. These last 10 years have been a struggle to be able to keep some semblance of functioning governing going on here in the state of Wisconsin. And I have a feeling under these maps, these next 10 years are going to feel even longer. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this week, but that's okay. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. See you tomorrow at 2 p.m.